Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Fake Skin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the social media. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. It's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And we've got real sports to talk about. That's a good thing. NFL, obviously not happening, but there will be tons of player movement and things to talk about in that point, Mike, and then also, obviously, NBA basketball, full throttle, college hoops, MMA fighting, UFC. We got you covered in every way, shape, and form, don't we, brother? Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yes, we have everybody covered. You know, we got Australian Open. It looks like Djokovic won his 300th Grand Slam match, so that's a big deal. Post-Super Bowl, man, here we go. It's NBA, it's Major League Baseball. We got it all for you, man.
You're right, though. Down under, man, it's been fantastic. And Novak, you're right, puts himself in rare air, if you will. Roger Federer has 362, Serena Williams 361, Martina Navratilova 306, and then there's our guy, Novak Djokovic. All right, we got to take a break. Just getting loose, just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Obviously, check out the social media stuff on Facebook. It is Dorf on Sports. On Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, let's hook up with the real John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. He's known as our professor of sports. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had our fair share of obviously good weather in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, wherever the heck Mike is, and obviously wherever the heck I am. And I know you've been going through some challenging weather there, and obviously we're thinking about you. And I always say to people, at this point in the year, we all make choices. This is the choice you made. Mike and I have made this choice. We like looking out at the sun every day. I can't complain.
Yeah, I can't say as I blame you. 16 degrees Fahrenheit with a wind chill that makes it like 7 degrees Fahrenheit here. So it's pretty chilly. A little bit of snow overnight. But I was talking to a very good friend of mine last night who lives in Victoria, B.C., which is on Vancouver Island. And he sent me a couple of pictures of the snow that is out there, which is very unusual for British Columbia. They don't have the trucks and the sanding and the salting that we have in this part of the country. So BC got its spell of snow yesterday, a little bit unusual for them, but perhaps it's an opportunity for them to realize just what we have to put up with a little bit more often than they do. So good news is for me, I can look out the window and I can see a little bit of snow. It's bitterly cold, but the snow is manageable.
I hear you. All right, so let's get down to it. Let's start talking some NHL hockey. And you know me, I'm always trying to figure out a way to keep it local here with our Arizona Coyotes. And they are on a bit of a move. I know they've lost a couple of games as of late in a row, but they were down near the cellar. Now they're moving their way up a little bit. Is this something that Arizona Coyote fans should be happy about, or is this a little bit of an aberration? There won't be enough time for them to move into a position to make the playoffs. So I think it's encouraging, but what say you?
Well, I wouldn't say that they're out of a playoff run by any stretch, Andy. As I look at the standings this morning, 14 points from 14 games, puts them in fifth place in the division. The top four qualify, and Anaheim and Colorado are ahead of them with 15 points. Bad news is that they've had a lot of losses, obviously, within the division because the way the schedule has been made this year. The good news is that they still have 40-some games against division rivals, and we all know that in any sport, games within your division are like doubleheaders. They're four-pointers, if you will. You win against a team, you get two, and they lose two. So all of a sudden, you got a four-point swing. It's not out of the realm of possibility that that they're going to get back into the playoffs. They are facing some pretty strong teams: St. Louis, Vegas, and Colorado. Extremely good teams. Anaheim, quite frankly, the team in fourth place right now, has been a bit of a surprise for me. I didn't see them doing that well. Colorado, 15 points, but only played 11 games. The Coyotes have played 14 games, so that'll be a bit of a factor. And when I talk about standings in the 2021 season, I always try to include the number of games played because, as we've talked in previous weeks, a lot of cancellations, a lot of rescheduling. It's important that we look at the points points based on the games played as opposed to the actual number of points. It's going to be a crazy season, whichever way we slice it.
Good morning, John. You know, my family back in the Northwest in Oregon is getting dumped on with snow and ice, and so I can only imagine the pictures that your buddy on Vancouver Island is sending. But my question is simply this: the NHL adds new virus protocols. Can you explain what those protocols are? Because this is the first time that I was seeing it.
Well, I wish I understood them, Mike, to be very honest with you. You know, it's the old story. It's more testing, more seclusion, being more careful, making sure that when players are away from the rink, if they're on the road, that they are staying within a contained environment, a mini bubble, if you will. In other words, the rink, traveling to the rink, and the hotel, and obviously eating in the hotel. For teams that are at home, it's a little bit different because they are staying with their families, so there's a little bit of additional risk there. Let's take the Toronto Maple Leafs as an example. 56-game schedule, 28 at home, 28 away. 28 of those games, guys are going to be with their families, eating in their own dining rooms and kitchens, sleeping in their own beds, hugging their own kids. A little bit more chance of exposure than when they're on the road in Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, the other teams in the NHL North, where they're restricted to being with their teammates in the hotel, at the hockey rink, or getting back and forth between the two. So, you know, from a logistics standpoint, a heck of a lot less risk of exposure when a team is on the road, but that's mitigated a little bit by the fact that they have to make that road trip, which means traveling through an airport, getting on a railway train, getting on a bus, whatever means that you have of traveling between the two cities. Edmonton to Calgary, for example, is a three-hour drive, a straight three-hour drive on a very straight highway that bends at Red Deer, which is about halfway between the two. That's a pretty easy trip, but you're going from Montreal or Ottawa to Vancouver. That means getting on an airplane. That means going through an airport, and we all know the risks of that sort of a trip today. So there's pluses and minuses to both sides, but they're trying to reduce the traveling parties, trying to reduce the number of coaches on the bench, making sure that coaches on the bench are wearing their face masks at all time. All small things like that. It's just, you know, they just have to keep reminding these guys that this is pretty serious stuff, and they've got to work around it.
That is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey. Hey, let me just ask you this. Just looking across the board throughout the league, it does look like a pretty fair, like there's a lot of parity for the most part. Yeah, you have a couple few standout teams like the Bruins, obviously, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm talking about all the teams that are at the top, obviously, the Maple Leafs and then the Blues. But I think there's a lot of parity. I don't see a huge gap, obviously, from the first place team to the last place team. But in the middle there, it seems like there's parity. Is that good or bad for hockey, John?
Well, I think it's good from a fan interest standpoint, and I think it's good from the standpoint that we're looking at a 56-game schedule, which, if my math is correct, is about 68% of what we normally play. I think it's good because you don't want to be, and no team ever wants to find themselves out of any kind of contention, you know, a month into the season. We saw this last year in Major League Baseball with a season that started in July, 60-game schedule. Boy, you lose five or six in a row at any one point in time in a 60-game schedule, you're in trouble. We've got a similar situation in hockey this year. We're playing 56 games, so you lose four or five games in a row, you've got some difficulty. And you know, I look at Ottawa as a classic example there. Ottawa was not expected to be a very good team. Two out of the first three games they played this year, they played extremely well. But all of a sudden, you look at the standings now after 16 games, and they're sitting there with 7 points. And to your point, a long way off the lead, Toronto in that division with 23. But there's even a huge separation between 7th-place Ottawa with 7 points and the 6th-place team Vancouver, who have 14, and the 5th-place team Calgary that have 15. So we're talking a bit of a gap there. If anybody is out of it right now, I would have to say the Ottawa Senators probably hold that that card. But, hey, you never know. You can lose 5 in a row pretty quickly. The schedule can be kind to you. You can win 5 in a row pretty quickly, and all of a sudden you've been playing 500 hockey over 10 games. So it's doable, but it is harder. There's no question about it.
All right, just the final question on this before we go to a break. Is there a team that we're sleeping on? Is there a team that may come out of the woodwork and really raise some havoc and wreak some noise throughout the season?
Well, I still believe that the Winnipeg Jets are the better team in the best team in the North Division or the Canadian Division. They're sitting in 4th place right now. 14 games they've played, 17 points, 6 points behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maple Leafs fair value for being in 1st place, but I still think Winnipeg's a good hockey club. If you'd have asked me at the beginning of the season who I thought the best hockey team in Canada was, I would have said the Winnipeg Jets. So that's a team that I would keep my eye on. In the West, Vegas Golden Knights, 2nd place in their division, have played less games. They've played 12 games. St. Louis in 1st place with 20 points. Only a point behind with 3 games in hand. We do the math on that very quickly, and it sounds to me like Vegas is in a great position.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like your point about games played is going to be very, very instrumental as things kind of persist throughout the season. All right, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
DuPont steps into it. Now following up, here's Peck in front. Redirect. Corlett, the rebound scores. It's Colin White, and it's 3-2 Ottawa.
Wenberg. Dancing up high, Ryan Murray. Saucers a pass for Atkinson. Scores! Jackets win in overtime. Atkinson off the bench. And the Blue Jackets win their 8th in a row, handing the Bruins their 1st loss in 8 home starts.
Golden Knights.
St. Theodore, 2nd chance to win the game for Vegas. Here he comes to the net. Backhand score!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
That's driven to right field. Naquin going back. This to the wall. That ball is gone. Kepler on the second pitch of the game breaks an 0-for-21 streak with a solo home run.
The one strike pitch to Nicky. Ground ball up the middle in the center field. It goes. One run is in. Another man coming home. And the throw home not in time. Nicky Lopez. We've been fighting a little slump, singles to center, and the Royals take full advantage. That's going to do it for Trevor Bauer.
And Bauer is not going to be happy. The inning got away, some defensive miscues.
Hey, Rosie.
Frustration.
Trevor Bauer just took the ball from the pitcher's mound and hit the batter's eye beyond the wall in center field. And I would say, any team that had an interest in trading for Trevor Bauer, that just ended with that incident.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here. Obviously hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Hearing that highlight, we're obviously switching gears. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and rightfully so. It's literally right around the corner. And I want to start this out first and foremost by saying, you know, you were talking, John, a little bit about how NHL hockey is going through some issues and games being played. And I think we're kind of used to that by now. However, with that being said, we've got Major League Baseball coming in, and at the end of the day, I think we're going to have some serious issues with Major League Baseball. How are they going to navigate through this, John? Is this just going to be a miserable baseball season?
Great question. Before I get to that, I just want to correct something I think I said earlier. I think I said that my friend in Vancouver Island, on Vancouver Island, lived in Victoria. He actually lives in Nanaimo, which is about 100 kilometers north. So just to clear that up, don't want to give the wrong town credit for the bad weather. You know, you talk about protocols in baseball. Yeah, I think we're in for some trouble, quite frankly. You know, we've still got this issue with Toronto not settling on a place to play in 2021. Last year, their choices were Dunedin, which is where their spring training site is, and where their Class A farm team, the Dunedin Blue Jays, play. And Buffalo, which is obviously the closer option, AAA Park, where the Buffalo Bisons, the AAA team of the Blue Jays, play. Last year, the decision was pretty easy. There was no minor league baseball, so subject to stadium availability, they could kind of make their pick. This year, there's supposed to be a minor league baseball season. It's supposed to be starting later. I believe it's about a month because minor league players will not report for spring training until the major league players have left. So that's got to be around the end of March. So clearly they will need their spring training. So we're looking at a short minor league season. But
all
where
right,
do the Blue Jays play?
Yeah, now yeah. I want to go back to the Trevor Bauer. Now I want to go back to the Trevor Bauer situation, right? I mean, we're talking about a guy that and pitchers in general, okay? Let's just talk about that and their importance, their significance, and how much money they're getting paid. You know, we heard the highlight talking about Trevor Bauer, and then before you know it, now the guy's going to be playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? So kind of explain the significance of the money that some of these guys are getting paid for probably early on these deals, right, instead of late, as we're very well aware of. And then, you know, just talk about, you know, we heard the highlight. Nobody's going to want this guy, but bam, he's got a job, right?
Well, I, as we talked last week about this contract, quite frankly, I just find it absolutely stunning. Here's a guy that prior to 2020 was very much an ordinary everyday pitcher, and I think he was 12 and 11 last year. So at the end of the day, you know, here's a guy that really has had one good short season, and that's a heck of a base to be paying a guy $102 million over three seasons. And if I remember correctly, the breakdown was 40 in 21, 45 in 22, and a measly 17 in 2023, an opt-out clause at the end of the first year and the end of the second year. So we all know that if he has a couple of good years, he's not going to be playing for $17 million in 2023. So he's bought himself a $17 million insurance policy. Personally, I struggle. I know that pitching is such a big part of the game. So the team with the best pitching staff generally is, if not the World Series winner, is going to be in that conversation. But I just have to wonder why any team wants to spend that kind of money on a guy that's going to make a contribution every 5 days. The payroll in Los Angeles is past the luxury tax situation now, especially with Justin Turner returning last night on a 2-year deal, which I think was about $34 million. These guys are getting their money up front, which is wise from the standpoint that if they get hurt, it's wise if in the case of a shutdown or a lockout or anything along those lines. They're getting guaranteed money, but quite frankly, it's getting pretty hard for me to rationalize anybody that throws a baseball or hits a baseball or shoots a hockey puck or shoots a basketball or kicks a football. I think it's just outrageous that they're making this kind of money, and I just wonder when it's going to stop.
You know, John, you know, you mentioned Justin Turner there for the Dodgers, you know, returning on a 2-year, it is $34 million deal. Is this just the case, once again, of the rich just getting richer?
Yeah, no question. You know, for years we used to accuse the New York Yankees of solving every problem by writing a check, and then for a while the Cubs were solving every problem by writing a check. Now we've got the Los Angeles Dodgers that are just spending money like drunken sailors. partly to maintain where they were, but partly because of what their rivals 125 miles to the south in San Diego have been doing. They've been adding some pretty strong players. They've made a real good attempt at a run at the Dodgers, so the Dodgers are fighting fire with fire. And I personally have a problem with it, but it's the way sports is, unfortunately.
No, you're right, and I understand where you're going with that, and my dad feels the same way. I'm just going to say this. This is the only thing I can say, and this is my argument to when you say guys are making too much money, because I don't necessarily disagree with you. But I will say this. They're worth what somebody will pay them. If the market will bear this, then they are worth the money that somebody's throwing at them. So it is what it is. It seems a little weird that a guy that, like you said, shoots a hockey puck, shoots a basketball, throws a football, is making this kind of money. But at the end of the day, somebody's willing to pay them this much money. So it is what it is. Let me ask you this, maybe the final question here. What team should we be looking for this season to make a big splash? Is it the San Diego Padres? Were we 1 year ahead of them last year? And maybe is it this year that they come out of the woodwork? And like you said, they're trying to match the Dodgers, you know, move for move. Is this the team that we really should be looking out for this season?
Well, they made a huge step last year. They made some big deals at the trade deadline last year, and unfortunately there were very few head-to-head games between the Padres and the Dodgers over the balance of the season for them to make any inroads. But San Diego were almost as good as the Dodgers last year, and I think it's going to come down to a question of who upgraded the best and over the offseason. And in terms of numbers and quality and balance, I have to say that San Diego did a better job of retooling their roster than Los Angeles did. I mean, Los Angeles spent all of their allowance basically on one guy, Mr. Bauer, and somewhat with Turner. But, with the Padres, they've been chipping away, making trades. They've signed a couple of free agents, and they've got that great pool of young talent, guys like Tatis. I think that San Diego is going to give the Dodgers a much bigger run for their money than the Dodgers think they are. I got to think that they're a player, and I think the Yankees will come back from the injuries that they had last year, and I think they will become a player. And let's not forget my hometown Toronto Blue Jays. They've done some big additions over the winter. I don't think they're going to challenge the Yankees, but they're certainly going to be in the conversation.
Didn't mention the Brewers, and we didn't mention, obviously, Christian Yelich. Does he have a bounce-back year, and does he put himself back in the MVP race?
Yeah, I think he does, and I think with Milwaukee, Colton Wong will make a huge addition. It'd be interesting to see what they do about replacing Ryan Braun, whether he's going to be one of these guys that signs late on a short-term contract. They've got to find some way to replace those numbers, but Yelich is still a great ball player, in my opinion, and in a great spot.
Appreciate you, John. We'll catch up next week, my friend. Have a great day.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got Rick here again. Will the second time be the charm?
I don't know, Bob. He's got a lot of love for the game, but he's not the player he once was.
He's got passion in his eyes. He passes the beer. Looks like he's making a play for the candy aisle.
I've never seen this in my 35 years.
He's going right for the heart-shaped box. He picks up the chocolate and heads straight to the checkout.
Unbelievable. Rick comes through with a last-minute Valentine's Day victory.
This Sunday, don't forget to make happy on Valentine's Day with a heart-shaped box of Russell Stover chocolate.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Three to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a brawl. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20. Down the middle of the 10. The 5. He slides at the 1. And they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why?
This is Dorf on Sports.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
Everybody, I like that, Scott. Fantastic job. Look, at the end of the day, the guy made a lot of money, but now it seems like things might get a little bit difficult because when you make a bet like that, you really should keep your mouth shut, Mike Wilson, and you shouldn't be bragging about how you did this, that, or the other because it could come back to bite you in the butt. And I think that at the end of the day, I really think what's going to happen is the bet's going to get taken away from this guy. He ain't going to get the money. He'll get his $50,000 back, but he's not going to get the winnings from the streak onto the field because he was himself part of that. And again, the guy's a genius, but he's an idiot all at the same time. You're genius because you were the guy that put all this together, but you're an idiot because you let it be known to the world that you were the guy that did this. So, look, man, sometimes stupidity, curiosity, it killed the cat, brother, and I think that's the situation for this individual, brother.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to this, Dorf, I'm just like, is this Andy and Mike on a regular Tuesday night? Like, you know, that wasn't shocking to me, but you know, yeah, I mean, stupidity reigns supreme with this kind of move, but, you know, it is what it is. He did it, and I don't know if he's really going to look back on it as being stupid or what, but, you know, I don't care very much about what he did, but, you know, what else you got to say, man?
Look, I challenge you on that, brother, because I don't think I'm that stupid these days, okay? I try to make every smart move that I possibly can at my ripe age of almost 50 where you are now. So I do try to make good decisions these days. I'm no longer trying to do things to catch people's eye, if you know what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, man, yeah, this is just an interesting move, and now I want to talk to you about some NBA hoops, which, you know, we got to see a game on it was the Golden State Warriors, the Brooklyn Nets, and, you know, I don't necessarily know how hyped up this would be other than the sense of, obviously, KD going back to where he won championships with guys, and I don't know if it was really all that big of a game, per se, but it was a moment where you could say where this guy was going back to, you know, where he kind of got his championship pedigree, right?
Right. I mean, that's exactly what it was. It was no more, no less, than that. And, look, you know, Brooklyn 16-12, they're 5-7 away from Brooklyn. You know, people are like, well, they should be better than this. In the end, I think Brooklyn's going to represent the East in the NBA finals because they got way, way too much talent, on that team to be anything less than, the NBA Finals. And with KD, I mean, look, I don't know about you. It's either KD or LeBron is the best player in the league, right now. And with KD coming back from that Achilles injury, I mean, it looks like he didn't even have an injury. He's playing so well and so smooth, and he looks like the KD that, we've always known.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, bro, you gotta realize that these guys have the best doctors, they have the best medicine, they have the best rehab facilities. They're gonna work on this guy and give him every opportunity to be as close to the version of himself that he was before the injury, obviously. And you know what, man, you gotta give some of the credit to KD as well. I guarantee you he put in the hard work and the dedication so that he was able to step out on that basketball floor and feel comfortable in his ability to go out there and do just about anything that he did before. And that's what I'm seeing from the guy. Quick hops from him. He's defending well. He obviously, we know what he can do offensively. And I think you're onto something. If he's not the best player, he's literally side by side with LeBron at this point in time. And that's remarkable for LeBron to just keep hanging on to that title, to be honest with you. So that's a whole nother story in itself. And, you know, you mentioned the Brooklyn Nets getting out of the East. And I think there's going to be a couple few teams that will have something to say about that. Philadelphia, Boston potentially, Milwaukee potentially, Indiana. I know that, like, they're always there. They're always four or five or six. And, you know, in a weird situation like this, maybe this is the year that they could break through. You never know. But I tend to agree with you. I think that the talent level is just off the charts on the Brooklyn Nets. And it's going to be incredibly difficult to match that each and every night. It's difficult. I totally agree with you. If there is a team, though, that could do it, and I know I'm very difficult on them, but it is my Milwaukee Bucks, my friend. I mean, think about it. At each position where you have these great players, right? You have KD, well, we've got Giannis. You've got Kyrie, well, we've got Drew. You've got James Harden, well, we've got Chris, okay? And then you got to fill in some other pieces like Portis. I think he becomes a very, very instrumental piece come playoff time. Forbes, a guy that can knock it down. The Bucks do have a lot of pieces as well. I don't think they come at you with those with the Harden, the Kyrie, and the KD name, but they come at you with some dudes. And I think at a certain point, you need guys to know their role. And I think that that's the one thing that I'm concerned about with the Brooklyn Nets, Mike. I mean, yes, I know I have seen James defer so far. I have seen Kyrie defer so far. I have seen KD defer so far. But when push comes to shove and it comes to be the postseason, does one of those guys want to stand out and does one of those guys want to be the man per se? Is that going to be a problem?
You know, that is a good question, but I tend to think of out of those three, the alpha out of the three to me is KD. Like he's the guy. He's the guy that when it comes to the postseason, he's the guy that's won the championships. He's the guy that's won the finals MVP. He's done that. He knows what it takes. He needs to be the alpha on that team. And it looks like, you know, Harden told Kyrie, look, you're the point guard. You know, you take care of that. The thing that is surprising to me a little bit with Harden is, you know, he's passing the ball. He's getting, I mean, last night he had 16 assists or something like that, something crazy. So he's certainly deferring, Harden. But when it comes to crunch time, there's only one guy on that team that I want taking the last shot for me, and that's KD.
Yeah, but I think that Kyrie would probably disagree with you. And, you know, you said championship pedigree.
Probably.
Well, Kyrie has that as well. And again, I am very intrigued to see how that all shakes out. And if it goes bad, what will be the reason for it? And speaking of going bad, this is anything but going bad right now. The Jazz, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Suns, the Trailblazers, San Antonio, the Nuggets, they're all on winning streaks, my friend, and those are your top eight teams in the Western Conference. And I think there's a big difference between Western Conference and Eastern Conference. Brother, I've been talking to you a little bit about this as of late. The Utah Jazz are kicking ass, taking names. They're 22-5 at this moment in time in the league. They've won seven straight. They beat my Milwaukee Bucks the other day. They've continued to just beat up on teams. I think they beat the Sixers as well. They're beating the top teams in the Eastern Conference. How good is the Utah Jazz team?
Well, look, they're 22-5, so that tells you just how good they are. I mean, they're 10-3 at home. They're 10-3 away. So they're playing well on the road. They're 12-2 at home. So they're playing even a little bit better at home. They just have it going right now. They have guys that know their role. They have a rim protector, Rudy Gobert. They got Spider-Man out there doing their thing. I mean, they have guys or they have a team that can match up very well with the likes of the Lakers or the Clippers, and any one of those other top teams in the Western Conference. And you're exactly right. The Western Conference is, to me, head and shoulders better than what we have in the East with your team in Milwaukee, my team in Boston. I wouldn't trust Boston to go up against anybody in the West and come out victorious right now, because they're just playing average ball. They're just kind of treading water. But when you look out West and you look at their records, the top eight teams and their records compared to the top eight teams in the East, to me, there's no comparison, even the talent level.
Look, make it this simple, okay? So if you look at the lowest team, right, on the Western Conference side, as far as the teams that are in the postseason right now, and the win total, if I'm not mistaken, the lowest win total is 14, right? And I think that's your ace spot team, which would be, at this moment in time, you're looking at the Golden State Warriors, who are one game over 500. But again, they've won 14. The Nuggets have won 14, and then it goes up from there, 15, 16, 19, 21. Those are the amount of games won. As far as the Eastern Conference, the biggest winner has not hit 20 games yet. So they have a couple of teams that have won 20 games, at least in the Western Conference, and pretty close to three, whereas you have the top three teams in the Eastern Conference, nobody has over 18 wins. And again, when you go down to the bottom of the Eastern Conference, you go to the fifth spot, you're a team that is 14 wins and they're one game over 500. Below that, 6, 7, and 8 spots, they're all under 500. Whereas in the Western Conference, the worst team is one game over 500 and they are the eighth spot team. And here's my point to that. I'm telling you right now, brother, there is a sleeping giant in the Western Conference that is not even in the postseason right now if we were to stop the season right now, and that's the Dallas Mavericks. Watch out for these guys. I'm telling you right now, brother, they're on a four-game winning streak right now. This is a team that I think moves up the ladder a lot. So with that being said, who is the team that comes out of the top eight? Is it the Suns? Is it Portland? Is it San Antonio? Is it Denver? Is it the Golden State Warriors, Mike? Because I think the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Jazz, they're all going to be there. But the rest of those teams, I think they're jockeying for – there's six teams jockeying for five spots.
Yeah, there are six teams jockeying for five spots, and that's a tough call. I mean, I would think that, Golden State kind of treading water right now. They don't have Clay. They got a rookie big man. But they still have Steph. They still have, Draymond. So you would think that they could probably sneak in there. Maybe it's the Suns, and I hate to say that because that's the home team where we are at. But they're so young. They're so inexperienced. That when it gets later in the season and these games become kind of like playoff games, and we know how different playoff basketball is than regular season basketball, you just wonder if Phoenix can stand up to the Heat.
I'll tell you what, brother. I'll tell you the team that I am absolutely impressed like all hell with so far, and that's the San Antonio Spurs, my friend. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to guess, and I'm not trying to single you out because I guarantee you there's a lot of people. They probably won't even know who the starting five is for this team. They do have guys like LaMarcus Aldridge and Rudy Gay and DeMar DeRozan, but after that, I think that the roster becomes very difficult to know who these people are. Patty Mills, we know about him, but you get my point. Greg Popovich is absolutely fantastic. We got to take a break, I know it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Your thoughts, your opinions, people, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. You can get at us on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, to my point that I made before we went to the break, if I were to tell you that the San Antonio Spurs were the best team in the Southwest Division of the NBA that has the Dallas Mavericks, the Houston Rockets, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the New Orleans Pelicans, what would you have said to me? Yeah, no way. You would think that the Dallas Mavericks are leading this division, right?
Well, yeah, if I didn't already know that, yeah, and I was just like a casual fan of the NBA, yeah, I would know that. But, you know, I know that the Spurs are in first place. I know the Mavericks have struggled, you know, for the most part, getting out of the gate. But, you know, I think the Mavericks, like you said, are going to make a run. They've won four in a row. When you got Luka Doncic, you know, anything's possible.
My point is this, my friend, once again, unbelievable coaching job by Greg Popovich and that staff, because I guarantee you, not many people besides you, me, and people that really pay attention know how many people or who's on this roster these days. So great job to one Greg Popovich. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hour number one of the books. Keep it close. Hour number two is on the horizon. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. On the three-year anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, which killed 17 people and injured 17 others, President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to take action on gun reform, including requiring background checks on all purchases, a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and, quote, eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Biden says the administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call and will take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake rattled northeastern Japan late Saturday. Residents are cleaning up clutter and debris in stores and homes after the earthquake set off a landslide, damaging buildings and high-speed railway lines, causing power blackouts for thousands. Three people seriously injured, more than 140 others also suffered minor injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Despite a request for a delay, the trial for the officer charged with killing George Floyd will go on as scheduled.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals won't intervene to delay the upcoming trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer that's charged in the murder death of George Floyd. State prosecutors had sought to delay the trial, which is scheduled to begin on March 8th. Prosecutors argued that the proceedings would create a public health risk due to the COVID-19 pandemic and asked the court to step in and delay the trial to summer. The court ruled that the prosecutors hadn't provided enough reasoning to merit its involvement and dismissed the appeals to delay. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The three other officers present at the time of Floyd's death are charged with two counts each of aiding and abetting and will be tried together in August. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Floyd died on May 25th, sparking mass protests nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas is bracing for what's expected to be a historic winter snowstorm. Authorities are warning of historic and dangerous conditions. The state has already seen snowfall in most counties, and officials are warning folks to avoid travel. Governor Greg Abbott said Saturday that Texas is facing a very dangerous winter storm over the coming days that will make movement virtually impossible. He called the storm unprecedented. There's a winter storm warning in Texas that will last into the early part of the week. The National Weather Service saying parts of northern Texas could see as much as a foot of snow. More than 270,000 people were without power by Saturday morning as freezing rain left roads, power lines, and trees in the Pacific Northwest coated in ice. A winter storm blanketing the Northwest with ice and snow and also shutting down major freeways, including Interstate 84 and suspending public transit. Oregon Governor Kate Brown declared a state of emergency on Saturday. Health officials in Guinea Sunday confirming at least 3 people have died from Ebola, the first cases since 2016. When it was one of 3 West African nations to fight one of the world's deadliest epidemics. There are at least 4 other confirmed cases, all 7 attending the funeral of a nurse and later showed symptoms. And Germany has implemented tighter border controls in an effort to stem the spread of the more contagious coronavirus variants. Researchers now say the UK variant is likely more deadly. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Anderson 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Anderson takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming right at you. Get at us a couple of different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check us out on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. We've got real sports to talk about. That's all I know, and that makes me happy. UFC, NBA basketball, college basketball, baseball coming in pretty hot, Mike Wilson, just around the corner. We're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world, my friend. How are you, brother?
No, I'm doing good. We are never at a loss. And we haven't talked about your favorite sport, with being the Australian Open in tennis. So, the Joker doing what the Joker does down there. But, there's plenty of other things to talk about. But I'm kind of excited to get your takes on the Aussie Open.
Yeah, Joker getting that 300th Grand Slam win, reaching the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. Not too shocking, not surprised about that, to be quite honest with you. I think he and Rafi could be on a crash course to meet in the finals. Anyways, I do hear the music. We're getting warmed up, just loosening up a little bit. We will talk some tennis for sure, brother. Basketball, among other things. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Johnny Mac. Gotta love Johnny Mac. I mean, at the end of the day, that's who I grew up loving, watching play. And antics were definitely part of his game, that's for sure. And I wonder what he would do in this day and age, Mike, when you really think about it. I appreciate that clip, actually, Scott, because it makes me think about what they're doing right now with tennis, where they have less linesmen out there. You know, a lot of it's done computerized electronically now. So, John, I think about it, and I'm kind of laughing about it, Mike. John McEnroe would have been screaming at technology. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Exactly. You'd be saying that to an electrical thing. Like, how could that be possible, brother? So, you know what? Thank God that there were linesmen back in the day when John McEnroe was playing, because I don't know who the heck he would have been yelling at, brother.
Yeah, I don't know. It was funny for me growing up. We did watch tennis quite a bit. You know, we'd watch the Wimbledon, the U.S. Open. My dad was a big Jimmy Connors guy. And so we always kind of rooted for Jimmy. But he was never a big McEnroe fan because of the yelling, the emotion he'd throw out there. You know, he'd get on the umpire and the whole thing. And I always found that a little bit hypocritical because Jimmy Connors would do about the same kind of thing, you know, getting on the umpires and the emotion and all that. But, you know, for me growing up, the guys that I like to watch were Connors, were Stefan Edberg. I love watching Edberg and Yvonne Lendl. I thought Lendl was just so stoic and the way he would just rocket his serves and that forehand were just mesmerizing to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Good points. And you brought up Jimmy Connors, and I loved watching him. I really did. And the match that always sticks out to me, I go back to 1991, the U.S. Open, when he and Aaron Krikstein were going at it in an epic 5-set match. And I just remember Jimmy pumping his fist and saying, "This is what they wanted. This is what they paid for." And I'll never ever forget that, brother. It was just such an amazing match and two players that honestly I really loved growing up as a kid. And, you know, I'm going to just give you a little insight right now. I think that the biggest thing that I've taken away from this tournament thus far is Dominic Thiem, who
we thought may have a chance. And, you know, we speak to Ari Wolf quite frequently. He's on Tennis Channel. He's all over the map when it comes to sports. And this is one of the guys that he actually thought had a little bit of an outside chance at maybe getting this one. And he goes down to Dimitrov in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4, 6-0 in the third set. He just completely lost it, bro. And, you know, it's like he was the 3 seed. He goes down to the 18 seed. And on any given night, my friend, these guys are that good that if you're just a little bit off your game, the other guy's going to come up and bite you. And that's exactly what happened with this one. Dimitrov looked fantastic. Zarieva, another guy that got through pretty easily in three sets. Djokovic, when you mentioned earlier, did get his 300th Grand Slam victory over Raonic, and that was in four sets. First set was tight. Raonic wins the second set, and then Djokovic kind of cruised through the last two sets. Serena, she had a tough one, brother. I don't know if you saw that one, but Serena got through, beating a gal that was a little bit of a higher seed than her. I love watching Serena play, man, because every time I'm watching her, bro, I think it might be the last time I'm watching her play.
No, exactly. I mean, she stood the test of time for sure, and the way she, you know, as all great ones do, treat their body and what they put in and how they train. And like you said, every great athlete has the best trainers, has the best cooks, has the best of everything. And she's just one of those athletes that, like I said, just stood the test of time. And when you know it's kind of getting on the back nine of their career, you want to take in everything that you can so you can appreciate the greatness that whatever athlete, you know, and in this case it's Serena, has brought to the game of tennis.
Yeah, and notably, I would say check out the Fognani and Nadal match. That'll be happening in the wee hours of the night, obviously. And Rublev, I think that's another guy to check out on the men's side. Andrei Rublev is a Russian player that I think is very good, bro. Again, just watch these things, enjoy it. We're seeing some of the greatest people play this game right in front of our very eyes. And, you know, I think that's an interesting conversation too, because, you know, you have Rafa, you have Fed, they both have 20. You've got Novak, who's got 17. And I'm talking Grand Slams. After this one, you know, Novak could have 18. He could narrow that gap a little bit more, or Rafa could wind up being on top after this one. I think, to me, that's what's intriguing about the men's tennis tour this year, is who's going to wind up having the most. And Roger not playing this tournament, obviously that puts him a little behind the eight ball, if you will, with getting another major. But I do believe that he'll play Wimbledon, and I think that he'll play the U.S. Open. So I could see, right, him also not playing the French, because it doesn't make a lot of sense, right? You can pretty much wrap that one up and give it to Rafael Nadal as long as he's playing. You know, potentially there's a couple guys that could give him fits and nightmares. But ultimately, I think that what Roger's doing is he's playing to his strengths, Mike. You know, he's very good on grass, and he's very good at the U.S. Open. So you might as well put all your eggs in that basket, and then he potentially could come away with another two this year, which would put him at 22. I think you can book it that Rafa is going to win the French, put him at 21. Maybe he has 22. And then where is Novak in all of this, right?
Right, right. And it's just going to be fun to watch. I mean, just because he's just so good, and he's just so just even keel. I love watching Feds play the game of tennis. He's so smooth. He's so good with the fans. He's about as gracious of a guy as you can get. And then, you know, I'll add this little interesting side note to, you know, we were talking about Serena 2 minutes ago. I got a really good friend, from like grade school on up through college and the whole thing. She does, fashion for Nike, and she's telling me about, the building that they are building for, in honor of Serena. You know, every great, Nike person, Nike athlete pretty much has their own building. If you ever visit the world campus, there's the Jordan building, there's the Agassi building, there's, yep, you know, LeBron has his. Serena is getting hers, and from the plans that my friend has seen, it's going to be just spectacular. So, you know, Serena, you know, Nike's going to take care of her really well, but, you know, Serena's deserved everything that she's got.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always keep watching her because I keep thinking to myself, when is this going to end? When is she going to say I've had enough and be done with it and just be a mom? I mean, at the end of the day, that, you know, she's right. Kind of in that part of her life now. Another match I think that will be interesting is the Berrettini-Tsitsipas match that will be happening in a little while as well. I think that those are some intriguing matchups to look forward to for Down Under, bro. And I don't know about you, but I love staying up late night and watching that stuff. My girlfriend, I don't know if she's too excited about it, but, you know, tennis is one of those things that you can just watch. You don't necessarily need to hear the volume, right? Because you're just watching what's happening. And I know the game so well, dude, that obviously the commentators aren't going to really enhance it for me too much because they're not telling me anything that I don't already know. And I just think that this is one of those sports, it's almost like you can watch it like a highlight reel and you don't necessarily need to hear any words being said.
No, no words need to be said. And, you know, when I need my tennis fix or I need a question, you know, about who these guys are, you know, I rely on my in-house, you know, friend here and you to explain this stuff. Now, you were talking about, I think his last name is Thiem.
Dominic Thiem, yep.
Thiem. Tell me about him because, you know, I hear you talking about him. What does he bring to the table that can win him the Aussie Open?
Well, he's out, so he's not going to win
out.
Because
so
he lost to Dimitrov. Again, he's a guy that we had some high hopes before the tournament, and this is the guy that won the U.S. Open, if you remember. So he is a very capable young up-and-comer in this game. Dimitrov was solid, man. Like, Dimitrov is this guy that looks a lot like Roger Federer, so I want you to check him out when he's playing from time to time because he looks – they used to call him Baby Fed, okay? Back in the day, this guy was Baby Fed. And he's maybe underachieved to a certain degree. So seeing him be able to get over Dominic Thiem, Gregor Dimitrov, I think that's really good to see. And I think that's good for the game of tennis in general. But there's a lot of up-and-comers, dude, that are coming up in this game right now. So anyways, we got to take a break. I know we do. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Come on, everybody. Have another drink already.
Welcome back in, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and obviously wrap with you then as well. So love talking sports, love bringing you in, and by the way, to do that, get at us, 1-800-878-7529, hit us up on Twitter, for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, for me, it's Dorf on Sports, check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there, check us out on IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there, and Mike, let's talk about some real NFL free agency. Obviously, the latest name to hit the market, J.J. Watt. The Texans release him. Obviously, Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. Houston, we know you got a problem, but we're going to try to fix it. We're going to try to solve it, and we're going to try to figure out what's going to happen in NFL free agency. And quite frankly, Mike, we know it's going to be a quarterback frenzy at some point in time. Do you think Deshaun Watson actually gets out of Houston? Like, at the end of the day, does he get what he wants?
Boy, you asked the tough questions. This is because this can go either way right now. But look, if the closer we get to training camp, the closer we get to the start of the season, which is a little ways off, let's be honest. But if this is still looming, the distraction, and we know how much NFL teams and NFL coaches, this is with a bit of sarcasm, just love distraction. I can see him getting out of Houston. Now, where he ends up is anybody's guess, because you're never going to get full market value in return for a guy like Deshaun Watson. But look, I can also see Houston, you know, holding his feet to the fire and like, look, you're still under contract. You're still our guy. And then on the flip side of that, then you force him to make a decision to show up and play, honor his contract, or you force him and reportedly he's willing to sit out, the season or the remainder of his contract, with Houston. It's a tough call. I think in the end he does get out, of there, but like I said, where he ends up, who's gonna want to pony up what it's gonna take. Now, personally, I hope my Dolphins take a shot at this and see what, you know, what they can do, but, it's a tough thing in Houston, you know, with the amount of big time free agents from their sports teams that they've lost over the past, 6 months. There's something brewing in Houston and it ain't brewing very well.
No, I agree. It doesn't seem like it's going to turn out very well for a lot of these organizations, Houston Rockets, Houston Texans. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so with that being said, you kind of hit on a couple of things that I wanted to get to next, which would be Miami. Obviously, I don't think they're sold on Tua. I don't think anybody's sold on Tua. And part of that, brother, I said this to you a long, long time ago. How many successful lefty quarterbacks are there really in the NFL? The ball comes out different, hits the guys different. It's just a different ball, man. I'm sorry, but we live in a righty world, okay? Brody, I heard him the other night, man. He's doing some research on this, and he's trying to figure out how many lefties there are in the world. He found out there's 10% of the world that's lefty, okay? That's the truth. So when you think about this in terms of football, it's almost like it's foreign to people. I'm sorry, but that's true, man. The way it comes out of the guy's hand, it's just that much different. So with that being said, what happens with Miami? What happens with Tua? Do they stay that direction? Like you said, I mean, Deshaun Watson, that would be a hell of an upgrade if you ask me. Or I got this one kind of a crazy one because I know you like this guy. You like the Pac-12 guys. What goes on for Sam Darnold moving forward?
Well, let's start with Deshaun first. Miami has plenty of picks. They had like 13 picks in last year's draft. They had like 9 or 10 in this year's draft. They have the number 3 pick, which ironically is Houston's. Originally. So, yep. You know, they could give that pick back to Houston. They could probably put a few more picks in there, probably a player, or two in that to get Deshaun. I would be okay with that, because it's Deshaun Watson. Now, you know, you move on to, you know, Mr. Fight On, Mr. USC Trojan there in Sam Darnold. Yeah. I just have a feeling that they're going to hold on to, Darnold. Now, I could be completely wrong. The Jets could go just full on Jets on us and then go after one of those quarterbacks, young quarterbacks coming out of college, like a Zach Wilson, like a Justin Fields. And then that throws a monkey wrench into anything that I'm anything that I'm saying right now. But for some reason, I just got a feeling that Darnold's going to stay in New York. Would I like to see him somewhere else? Sure. You know, give him a fresh start, see what he can do. Maybe Pittsburgh, you know, because Big Ben's getting down to the end. If he comes back, you know, next year, or he, you know, retires after next year, you got Sam there. And I think Sam's better than anything Pittsburgh has in reserve, behind Big Ben. You know, it's a tough call because once the whole Deshaun thing takes care of itself, then I think it's kind of like a domino effect. Then teams will be like, okay, this is Deshaun's off the market. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Have some contingency plans. So that's what I kind of think is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think there's going to be a domino effect. We just don't know who's going to be the person that starts the domino effect. Is it Deshaun Watson? Is it Sam Darnold? Is it Carson Wentz? Like, again, there are guys out there that, like you just said, I think what you said is really good. A change of scenery for some people might be all that they actually really need. Would San Francisco maybe be a decent fit for Sam Darnold? Would the New England Patriots be a decent fit for Sam Darnold? And because of they don't have a quarterback and Bill Belichick. So again, the domino effect is going to happen one way or another, bro. And I just don't know who's going to start the domino effect.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to start the domino effect either. But, you know, you talk about Darnold and being a good fit in San Francisco. I could see him fitting in just fine in San Francisco. That offense is predicated on you get the ball out quick, okay? And, you know, we know that, you know, the longer a lot of quarterbacks hold on to the ball, the success rate goes way down. But I think, you know, Shanahan being the head coach there, I think he can probably coach up and make Sam Darnold look like, you know, what he was coming out of college in terms of the high draft pick and what he did at USC. I think that offense would be very well suited for him. The Patriots, you know, once again, look, how they get rid of Darnold, if they just flat out release him or cut him, you know, then he can do what he wants. I don't see the Jets necessarily trading him to the Patriots for anything. But, you know, I think Darnold just has, I mean, let's face it, he hasn't had much to work with the Jets. That's an organization that struggles to do the right thing and to protect their asset in Darnold. No receivers, an offensive line that was just, you know, it was like Olay in terms of a bullfighter, letting people through. So, do I hope that Darnold finds greener pastures? Absolutely. Like, I never wish anything bad on any player, but how he gets to those greener pastures, who knows?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have guys that are, you know, potentially going to be going somewhere else, you know, and obviously
right.
to me, you know, my heart is with the Green Bay Packers, and a guy that I think is so important for them to keep would be Aaron Jones. And I know that he's going to be getting great offers for a ton of money. I'm just curious really quickly, how important do you think he is to the Green Bay Packer offense and keeping that balance?
Boy, it's important to keep him. Your guys in that front office, for the most part, I know they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They got to keep Aaron Jones, period.
All right, we got to take a break. We hear the music, I know that. We'll get to some phone calls on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Again, always live for your listening pleasure each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back in the wee hours of the night, taking you through the week of what happened in the sports world on Sports Overnight America. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, taking you deep into the hours of the night. So adjust your clocks according so that you can check us out. Obviously, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And without further ado, Mike, why don't we jump out to the phones and hook up with that dude from Santa Monica, better known as M-I-S-M. That's Mitch in Santa Monica. Good morning, my friend. Good afternoon. Good evening, whatever it is for you. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What is on your mind, Mitch?
Well, after Sunday, what an unbelievable Super Bowl. I know I've listened to you guys. You guys dissected it up and down, the left and right and in and out, but you left out one big thing about last Sunday. And you know what that is? Never mess with Mitch in Santa Monica and his picks. Andy and Mike, how does that black feathered chicken taste?
You know what, brother? Look, at the end of the day, man, someone's going to be right, someone's going to be wrong, and quite frankly, hey, congratulations. If you like a gold star from us, bro, we'll give you a gold star. Congratulations, Mitch in Santa Monica. You told us that Tampa Bay and Tom Brady was going to win, and you know what? You got it right. Congratulations, Mitch in Santa Monica. You're the man, okay? And by the way, just so you know, my producer, Scott, he thought the same thing. I thought both of you guys were nuts. You know what? Mike and I were nuts, all right? Thank you.
Okay, well, Scott and I, we're on the same. I heard those bells, so I mean, something's right. So,
all right, move on, man. Move
there
on.
You go.
Enough gloating. Move
on. The defense. Hey, guy. Let me remind you about left-handed quarterbacks. There was a guy named Steve Young, who was left-handed. You guys do remember him. He did quite well in the league. Going down the list, Stabler was left-handed. Boomer Esiason, Michael Vick. So I wouldn't necessarily count Tua out just because he's left-handed. He's young and he's got a lot of potential. So Deshaun Watson to Miami instead of staying with Tua, I don't know. The question is Deshaun Watson more of a potential distraction and a head case as opposed to a physical, you know, gifted specimen in on the team? I don't know. He's not getting along in Houston where they seem to have all the pieces there. J.J. Watt wants to leave or is leaving. You know, obviously, as a Packer fan, you'd love to have a J.J. Watt from 4 or 5 years ago, but question is if he still has the good, there's no better place or no place he'd rather play. I mean, he'd probably play there for nothing just to be able to be on that team.
Hey, by the way, I'm surprised you didn't go back to guys like Jim Zorn or Paul McDonald. I mean, come on, bro. If you're going to go on the lefty bandwagon, let's also talk about guys, I don't know, was Todd Marinovich a lefty? Was Matt Leinart a lefty? Come on, brother. Talk to me a little bit about all these great lefty quarterbacks. Hold on a second, dude. Hold on. Let me prove a point to you, my friend. If 10% of the world is lefty, how in the hell are there –
so many great lefty quarterbacks, dude. They're not. The pool is smaller, bro. Just come on, dude. You were right about the Super Bowl. You're wrong about this one.
All I'm just saying is that, you know what? Sometimes there's a diamond in the rough, and you got to go with him. And Tua showed that he has a lot of potential. Lefty or not, he had a tremendous amount of potential when he got that start and did some magical things for the Dolphins. You can't take it away from him. Sure, Fitzmagic came in and won games and did what he did, but I wouldn't necessarily count Tua out for now and go the Deshaun Watson way. You're going to have to give up too much for that guy.
Again, you're not paying attention to the important detail here, okay? Again, just let me reiterate this for you and Mike really quick, okay, bro? I'm sorry, but I just have to point this out once again. Listen, 10% of the world is lefty. So right away, dude, lefties are at a disadvantage when it comes to this. I'm sorry, man. Just do the math, man. Come on, dude. I admitted I was wrong on the Super Bowl. Admit you're wrong on this, dude. MISM, you can't be right on everything, bro.
What I'm right is that Andy Dorf can't be wrong. I mean, my God, listen to this guy. He's going nuts. Yeah. Sure, I'm saying there are obviously more right-handed
quarterbacks
in the Hall of Fame than left-handed, and it's more than 10 to 1. I get that.
Okay.
I get the facts of the facts, but Tua is an exception to that. He could be an exception to that. That's what I'm saying. Now, as far as Aaron Jones is going, I don't think the Packers will pay him, because it's not the Packers' way of paying running backs and keeping them, because, you know what, it seems like every year they're able to retool and get someone else. You know, whether it's one, two, or three running back system, they'll figure it out through the draft or other ways. I mean,
I hear you. Again, let me just jump in again really quick. Don't you think that the value of Aaron Jones and what he brought, not only in the running game, but the passing game, How do you can't make up with that with Williams and Dylan. I'm sorry, bro, that they're not Aaron Jones. So I hear what you're saying. A lot of times it's running back by committee. I get it, man. But can we agree on this, or are we going to disagree on this? Aaron Jones by far is the best running back on the Green Bay Packers. Yes or no, bro?
Yes, I totally agree on that. The problem is how much is it going to take to sign him? How much is that going to hit in your cap? And how much is that going to take away with the potential money that you're going to have to get what you really need, which was to shore up that offensive line and the defensive back? I mean, you know, that's really what's going to happen. Right now, Rodgers was thrown flat on his back in the championship game way too many times. You know, if he had the time, if he had Tampa's offensive line, I think we would have won the game, you know, for man for man. Come on, Bakhtiari's out. We don't know if he's going to be able to come back, if he's going to be the same type of guy that he is.
Sure.
There's tremendous – you have to have other guys. You know, running backs don't do it alone. They do it with their line and with their quarterback, right?
I agree. Hey, let's get back to your original point and all of our original point, because I think what you said is 100% correct. The quarterback position is the most important position on that offensive side of the ball, right? There's a lot of dominoes that potentially could be falling, MISM. So with that being said, you know, we've talked about Deshaun Watson. We've talked about Sam Darnold. We've mentioned Carson Wentz. We've thrown some things out there about quarterbacks that could potentially be on the move. Who, in your humble opinion, is the guy to get as far as quarterbacks are out there? And what would you be willing to do to get that guy?
Well, Deshaun Watson's at the top of the list. He's a guy who wants out. He's a guy who wants out. To whom, who knows? He may even take less just to get out. So here you have a perfect storm where you've got an elite quarterback who wants to get out, as opposed to a team who has an elite quarterback who wants to trade him and get a lot for him. The question is what are you going to have to give up for him, and how much is that going to, what is it going to cost you? You know, a great quarterback is only as great as his offensive line. They can only be that good, or they're flat on their back and they get creamed. We've seen that time and time again. I mean, mediocre quarterbacks sometimes look like magicians with an incredible offensive line. and great receivers and what other, you know, position players that you might have around them. The greatest of the greats can do it obviously alone. I mean, Brady, Aaron Rodgers most of the time, you know, your Mr. Mahomes, you know, can do it when couldn't do it in the Super Bowl because his line was actually too banged up. I mean, there's the point right there. Mahomes couldn't beat Mahomes because he had two starters on his line weren't there for the game, and that was the entire game, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, 100%. So you can't just push Deshaun Watson on the Jets, and all of a sudden the Jets are Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not so sure. Look, you have to have some luck, bro. At the end of the day, luck is involved in this stuff as well. You have to be good. You have to be lucky. You have to have a great game plan. Everything has to work out. And quite frankly, it was just – the deck was too stacked against Patrick Mahomes. The guy ran for his freaking life for the whole day. He ran something like 497 yards of just scrambling to save his life, okay? So, look, your point is very well taken on this one. Anything else on your mind, brother?
No, I'm just curious. What do you have with your black-feathered bird? You have potatoes? You have rice? What do you do when you eat that? Just curious. I haven't, Scott and I haven't eaten things like that before. I was just curious what you and Mike were having with that dish.
All right, let go of this clown. All right, we've had enough of MISM today. Look, at the end of the day, I love that people gloat on us, Mike. It's fantastic, okay? Look,
all the time.
Here's the thing is when you, this is what I've learned right now, okay, Mike? At the end of the day, you know what? Some people like to claim their victory. They like to gloat about it. We learned MISM. He's that guy, brother, okay? Hey, congratulations,
don't forget
MISM.
Don't forget your producer.
I thought we got rid of this guy already. What the heck's going on? How is he still here? Let's lose this guy. Get rid of MISM, please. Mike, look, let's get back to this, you and I, bro, okay? So he did bring up a lot of interesting points about free agency and what the Packers do with how they fill up the pieces to the puzzle year in and year out. But again, I don't know if they've had a guy quite like Aaron Jones. Dorsey Levens, like that's a guy
right.
That kind of like rings a bell to me as a good guy in the backfield. But I just feel like the dynamic of Aaron Jones, it's unreal, dude. I'm sorry, but he and Aaron Rodgers, they seem to have just a different type of chemistry. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you are right. And let's face it, with Aaron Jones, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to throw 50 times a game, he can take two, three steps, hand it off to Aaron Jones, and Aaron can get him, you know, 4, 5, 6 yards a pop. He can catch stuff out of the backfield. That opens up so much more for the Green Bay offense. It keeps the defense honest.
You know what?
It is vitally important that you guys keep this guy.
Well, and one other thing. To his point, I'm sorry, but here's where I think that they need to buck the trend a little bit, okay? Because he said, you know, they just kind of move on. And when guys reach their potential, they let them go, and then they figure out a way to, you know, re-bolster that backfield. You know what? Maybe make a little different statement here. Let people know that you're not going to let one of the best running backs in the game out of your organization. Like, come on, man. Make a stand once in a while, Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry, but that kind of stuff bothers me, if you can't tell. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Packers, make a statement and re-sign Aaron Jones. Don't let one of the best in the game get away from you. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back with parting shots. Keep it close.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans. New Orleans. They trail by 6. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw! And what a rally!
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Same goes.
Welcome back in, everybody. We're not Sam Darnold. We are definitely not seeing ghosts. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We have parting shots coming up in just a quick moment here. But before I do that, again, follow Mike and I on Twitter. For him, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Always some good, engaging posts that we put out there. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Obviously, want to thank our guest, John Poulter. We want to thank our callers. We appreciate you. We know you have choices, so keep on listening to us each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the late night stuff. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Hey, look, it's Valentine's Day. I just want to wish everybody a good Valentine's Day. And it doesn't matter if you are with somebody or single. There's always someone out there that would love to hear from you, a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister. Call them up. Tell them you love them, because you never know what may happen down the line. And the last thing you want to say is, I love you.
Hey, I feel you there, brother. Obviously, look, to everybody out there, we love you. We appreciate you listening to us. And obviously, look, my parting shot is this. It's the Australian Open time, and this is a special time for me. Late night tennis through the wee hours of the night. I can't get enough of it. I love it. It's fantastic. And I'm just looking for, hopefully, maybe Serena to get it done, Rafa, Djokovic, one of those people, all three of them, to just make serious noise at the Australian Open. For Mike, for Scott, I'm Andy. Peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition.
Who's our show?
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.